self-education and applied philosophy. In art, we tend to rise by making each new work better than the previous one. The only way to wisely and properly repair things with an eye on the future is for young people to receive a real and life-changing education. Real education is the most beautiful and charming and pleasant experience. In just months, you begin laughing at yourself for trying to run in multiple directions at once for all the lovely things you've thus far learned. Digital art and design, web design, 3D modeling, 3D printing, circuit design, programming, music composition, all with a supremely easy on-ramp that anybody can follow, and each and every new integrated subject beyond fascinating. Here, in this incredible journey across your own curiosities, you will breeze through practical applications of the more traditional subjects like math. Math is a good example. It will be framed within some interesting context, be it drone design, programming, programmatic 3D modeling, or generative art and screensavers. See, we can't learn disconnected facts. We can only pretend to have learned them by memorization. The reason for this is not lack of intelligence, but that we need pleasant context for everything we study. The context of these new, more integrated subjects is your own curiosity. So as long as you love it, you will master it. What we know must be connected together by a network of associations and relations. While the world is still stuck in poverty, building small startups until one takes off is a more broader context, even if just to push away that toxic fear of poverty, which in many cases, if not most, prevents us from learning. Know that the single most important subject, therefore by far the most beautiful one, is applied philosophy, as opposed to the worthless and made stupid academic philosophy. When we speak of knowledge granting us power, we never mean disconnected shreds of knowledge, as schools would have it. We always imagine an integrated body of knowledge, a body of self-reinforcing integrated knowledge that is far more than a mere sum of its parts. And that is called philosophy. The very word philosophy or philosophia means love of wisdom, and wisdom is in all the things we can do. Philosophy is your first class, and it alters your very being, providing you with an upgraded operating system. And it also is the last class, and the unending class, the forever class, because you never graduate. Always learn more. Our inventions, nations, laws, schools must all be upgraded with long-term vision in mind. Sometimes the things that work great today cut the future generations off from a future that is truly worthy of them. This is why you need an integrated body of knowledge so that you can recontextualize human inventions in the long term. You must never forget that in any compromise between good and evil, only evil can profit. Your generation and those that will follow, or are yet to rise, will need to build the world of tomorrow with an eye on far and distant future. To get there, and rise, and become a lover of wisdom, and learn countless talents along the way, you must accept the responsibility for your own self-education. We don't know if a student can be taught correctly, but we can be certain that we are each capable of learning that which calls to us, learning from inside out. Self-education is just a search for life-changing books, and in the process, you will read or listen to 100, 1,000, 10,000, or maybe even more. And please understand and never forget that the books you couldn't find, that you so hope to read and enjoy, are the ones that you are supposed to write. The ones that don't yet exist are your responsibility. Today, self-education is the only way to connect with the world for real and fast enough in order to make positive, lasting, and meaningful upgrades that will help others follow in your footsteps. In your quest for wisdom, you will discover the heavy weight of greatness of mind, of heart, and of your own legacy. Once captured in your books, your existence will never quite come to a close. It will become a part of great many roads traveled by countless wise and great beings.